producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Dad and I doing the fourth hour out of the war room. That's where I'm sitting. I tell you, this video of Obama making jokes about Scalia being dead has gone super viral. We're going to add under that video in that article. It's on InfoWars.com. It's since scrolled off DrudgeReport.com. The slowed down video to really get the ominousness. We're going to leave the original video up, but add a video under it that I rolled a few times earlier. And I think I'm going to shoot a video with Jacobson to actually cut into that and explain why it's so ominous and why people have gotten so angry. So be ready to shoot that as soon as I punch out in about 4 minutes, Jacobson. I'm going to do a Facebook mentions, too, to direct people over to David Knight, who's going to be hosting as well. So everybody stand by for that. But right now, let's go to your calls. Thank you for holding, Rob in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, brother. I'm in combat mode.
Yeah. Excellent job, my man. Excellent job. Hey, first and foremost, let me thank you and your crew for the excellent job you guys are doing for us.
Thank you, brother. We're all in this together. We can't let the enemy win.
Yes, you truly made me feel all new again, brother. I got to admit it. But first and foremost, there's not a red-blooded American out there that can't watch that video of Obama and know deep down in his heart that that man is truly evil and that he was patting himself on the back.
It shook me up. I'm going to be honest. I don't like the enemy to know they shook me up, but I got to be honest. It shook me up. It's literally like watching Satan himself curl up with a big tail. I mean, it's just filth, total filth.
Amen to that, Alex. And there's just no doubt in my mind that Hillary, they better remove that symbiote from that woman before it catches that nasty cough. And she is just plain evil also.
Well, God's going to deal with them one way or another, but God bless you. I appreciate your call. Great point. Speaking of how important lighting is and how they're using lighting and frequencies and commands, they run down the power lines that are designed to go through into the new high-tech light bulbs and program you and your family. That's DARPA's admissions. I'm going to do a whole report on it. Now they admit that internet by light promises to leave Wi-Fi in the dust. Oh, your phone will be controlled by the lights in the room. But they can come through any of those lights. And with the new smart switches and stuff, they control your appliances. Well, look at this article, London Telegraph. Eat in the dark to lose weight, scientists say. Again, that's why you're obese, is you're supposed to be in the dark at night, and it affects the different chemicals in your brain, like melatonin. Volunteers ate nearly 10% less ice cream when blindfolded and believed they were eating far more. But it's not what researchers thought. It's that you're not hungry as much in the dark, and it changes chemical effects as well. All right, let's jam in another call here. Mike wants to know about the Larry Nichols update. He can never get a hold of the Supreme Court justice again. But he'll pop in tomorrow with an update. And then Glenn in Alabama, you're our last caller. Go ahead. You're on the air.
So thankful to hear to speak with you, Alex. You have such an incredible staff. So glad to hear that Joe has been converted, and now we have to work on Jakari, don't we?
Well, that's right. I think very quickly Trump is converting most of even the info warriors, who are very skeptical, and I understand that. That's good. Yeah, wants to audit the Fed, wants to indict Hillary, is exposing 9/11 as an inside job. What more could you ask?
Did you ever think you'd hear truth from an American leader ever again in your life? And not a King Kong, Richard, but William Wallace. Just make sure he doesn't go to the meeting with the Bruce.
Absolutely. Trump knows he's risking his life. He wants to be a real man. He wants to save America. He hates these globalists. I mean, it's clear. I don't. Or he's super evil and wants power and wants to push them aside. And if he gets in and starts double-crossing folks, you know, we'll have to expose him, obviously. And we'll be very, very sad. But what does your gut tell you, Glenn?
My gut tells me that he's going to be the president if he survives. And I'm extremely worried that could be in question.
You're right, brother. Yeah, I'm really worried about Donald Trump. I'm worried about us all. But I have similar experiences to Trump, so I can imagine what's going on in his head. David Knight's coming up in this chair. Stay with us back in 3 minutes.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to pain B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, February 23rd, 2016, the day of the Nevada caucus. And we're going to talk about Sheldon Adelson, the guy who's been the sugar daddy to people who declare unwavering loyalty to Israel. And, of course, he had a lot to do with the shenanigans involving the Nevada caucus 4 years ago. Before we get to politics, before we talk about Nevada, Las Vegas, I want to tell you about an interview that I had last night on the Nightly News with Sheriff Mack. We just had a report that came out at the beginning of this week. It's still up at the top of InfoWars.com about how the Department of Justice is moving, using the Southern Poverty Law Center narrative as they've been doing over and over again. But again, expanding the net, going after people who criticize the government, accusing them of being extremists and terrorists. We've seen this with Cliven Bundy, and I have an article up as well as that video on InfoWars.com. Constitutional sheriff has been targeted by the feds. Hillary, however, is still free because they targeted him for, get this, a security leak. A security leak. And this, of course, revolves around the events that happened with the Oregon standoff. But there is a much longer history with this sheriff, with the federal government, than just what happened in the Oregon standoff. We talk about that in the interview. I mention it briefly in the article, but also haven't talked about the federal criminal complaint against Cliven Bundy. It is a pile of lies and conspiracies from the federal government. I can tell you, as someone who was there as an eyewitness, someone who was reporting, someone who was broadcasting what happened there, we were there at the standoff. There wasn't any mainstream media essentially left at that point. They'd all been given the clue early in the morning that the sheriff was going to show up and tell Cliven he could have his cattle back, or have his range back. And so CNN and Fox News and the people who had been there basically pulled out. There was one Fox News cameraman who remained, but the large media presence had left at that point. And that was when the standoff occurred. But when we look at the federal complaint, here's what they accuse Cliven Bundy of. They said he used dangerous and deadly weapon to forcibly assault, resist, oppose, impede, intimidate, interfere with federal law enforcement officers while guarding and protecting government personnel and equipment located at the impoundment site at or near Bunkerville, Nevada. Now, I can tell you, I was there. We broadcast it. We have the recordings. Cliven Bundy was not even at the standoff. Cliven Bundy, in the days leading up to it and on that day, never openly carried a weapon. And it is an absolute lie. And it really, really bothers me to see our government lying about this. And now they have moved this on, coming after somebody who was one of the very first constitutional sheriffs and peace officers. That's what I talked to Sheriff Mack about. Sheriff Glenn Palmer in the adjacent county is being accused of being a security leak because he talked to the people who were there at the occupation, allowed them to travel into his county. Well, the reality is that the FBI and the other sheriff, Dave Ward, who was in Harney County, where the occupation took place, also talked to the people who were doing the occupation, also allowed them to travel back and forth freely. They were holding meetings. They were going to church. They were talking to people about natural resources issues, as well as what had happened with a family who was so terribly abused by the government, the Hammonds. And they were on their way to a meeting of 400 people when the government ambushed them. That was the words of Glenn Palmer, the sheriff of Grant County, that they ambushed them. And if you look at that video, you can see that they were, in fact, ambushed. Arrested all the people, killed LaVoy Finnegan. That was something that really set off the law enforcement officers in Oregon when he said that word. And it simply is the truth. But the long-term background of this is that the sheriff has also publicly talked, along with Sheriff Clark and others, many other prominent sheriffs, saying, we are not going to enforce unconstitutional executive orders from Obama for gun control. So he had opposed them on gun control. He had stood with the people of that county, deputized individuals, to try to come up with a natural resources plan for that county, where they could hopefully try to coexist with the federal government that is trying to manage them into oblivion. They've destroyed the economy there. They're taking people's property. They're taking their property rights. It is absolutely shameful what is going on there. But now the Oregon law enforcement organizations are accusing him of a security leak because of his opinions, not because of any actions that he did that were any different from the other sheriff or the FBI. And they're trying to get him effectively removed from office. They can't remove him from office because he's an elected official. And he's done a really good job, from the people that I talked to in John Day, Oregon, and in Grant County, of representing the people there, of standing up for their interests. But now if they remove his police certification, that will effectively remove him from office. And, of course, there's an election year coming up. Sheriff Mack and the CSPOA is going to try to do things to help this sheriff have a demonstration, have a meeting of other sheriffs who would point out that he is simply exercising his opinion. That doesn't make him a terrorist. That doesn't make him a security leak. And here we have this being done by the federal government, which allows Hillary Clinton to have this unprecedented leak of classified information. And, of course, many people who have been prosecuted, people who have gone to jail for much, much less in terms of security leaks, are just astounded that Hillary Clinton is too big to jail. Now, let's talk about Nevada briefly. Sheldon Adelson. There was a story on Politico. Sheldon Adelson and the missing $100 million. It's kind of like the Sherlock Holmes story of the dog who did not bark. Why is it that Sheldon Adelson has not jumped into the race this year with a massive amount of money? He poured $100 million into the race 4 years ago. And, of course, what he did was he gave a lot of money to Newt Gingrich, for example, because Newt Gingrich had won the South Carolina primary. And Newt Gingrich was the first and only person since 1980 who won the GOP South Carolina primary that did not go on to win the nomination. That's what we talked about last night on the Nightly News, the fact that history is on the side of Donald Trump. There's only been one time since 1980 that the winner of the South Carolina primary did not win the GOP nomination, and that was Newt Gingrich 4 years ago. And, of course, he was from neighboring Georgia, so that helps. It doesn't help Donald Trump to go to South Carolina with his New York accent. Let me tell you, having lived in that area, that's an uphill battle. But he won in New Hampshire. He won in South Carolina. And historically, every time that has happened in the GOP, they have gone on to win the nomination. But the system is not giving up on it that easily. When I look at this story, and of course Politico pulls up a lot of possible reasons for why Sheldon Adelson may not have jumped into this. He's got some personal problems with a pending lawsuit, but I don't think that's it. I don't think they believe that's it either. There's an indecision as to whether or not he's going to back Rubio or Cruz. Both of them have declared their undying loyalty to Zionism and have set us at his feet, basically. He's patted them on the head and said, good boy, there'll be some cash coming for you, but it hasn't appeared. Why not? Does he believe that he's throwing his money away on these two? You know, we had Marco Rubio say that Donald Trump, and this is a talking point that he repeated from Karl Rove. Karl Rove had said a couple of months ago, Donald Trump has got a ceiling of 30 or 40%. That means 70% of the people are going to coalesce around an establishment candidate. Well, that's simply not true. The non-establishment votes are really Trump, Cruz, and Carson. If you want to look at what the establishment has Rubio, Jeb, and Kasich. And if you total that up, first of all, if you look at Rubio, you can say the same thing about Rubio. If you want to say talk about ceilings, you can say Rubio's got a ceiling of about 22%. He's never been higher than that. And if you combine the other establishment candidates, you get 30 to 40%. I think things are going to break very differently than the establishment would like for it to break. As a matter of fact, we have an article up on Infowars.com from Kit Daniels, talking about how it looks like in a national poll, the first national poll since Jeb has left, it looks like most of his support, as a matter of fact, the amount of support that he had was 4 or 5%. Most of that has gone to Trump. I don't know what's going on with that. It may not have gone to Trump, or people just may have given up. I don't know. But when you look at Nevada, for example, the 1% support that Jeb Bush had, it really doesn't matter where that goes. He was a non-factor, and that's one of the reasons why Jeb Bush got out. We look at Marco Rubio, however. He is truly the establishment's candidate, and not only the GOP establishment, Wall Street establishment as well. He has more money from the big banks from Wall Street than any candidate, including Jeb and Hillary. Jeb came in second with the massive amounts of money, and Hillary came in third place, but Marco Rubio is ahead of both of them in terms of establishment money. And, of course, he'd been rumored to be ahead in the Sheldon Adelson primary, but Sheldon Adelson has kept his money so far. Remember that 4 years ago we had the Nevada primary. That took place on a Saturday. This year they had the South Carolina primary on a Saturday. Now they're having the Nevada caucus on a Tuesday because Sheldon Adelson created such a problem 4 years ago. They had the caucus on a Saturday. He said, well, this is not right because we have so many of us who are Jewish who cannot vote in this primary. So we're going to have another one just for Jews only on Sunday. Remember that? Remember when that happened? They had a lot of people who said, well, hey, I had to work on Saturday night and I couldn't come to the caucus. So I'm coming on Sunday. And Sheldon Adelson tried to keep them out of that caucus. They said, you can't keep me out of a caucus because I'm not Jewish. Absolutely amazing what this man does, Sheldon Adelson. And, of course, so this year, to avoid that, they moved it to a Tuesday. When I look at what's happening with Donald Trump, I've got to say that as I was listening to the Glenn Beck people who are beating the drum incessantly for Ted Cruz, looking at the polls, they say, well, you know, we look at the exit polls and people are saying if their most important thing is that they – line up for somebody who supports what they believe in, they jump behind Ted Cruz. And I have to say, really? How's that worked out for you in the GOP when you have said that you're going to support the person who tells you what you believe in? Have they followed through on that? That's why people are rejecting Ted Cruz. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Anthony Gucciardi and with Leanne McAdoo.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praise the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me in this segment is Anthony Gucciardi to talk about our new product, Joint Formula. We're also going to be talking in the next segment. I'll have Leanne McAdoo joining me. We'll talk about the implications of what the federal government is doing with the iPhone issues with Apple, as well as an amazing clip from with MSNBC cutting off Bernie Sanders as he begins to talk about TPP. What's behind that? You know, when somebody does the right thing, I don't care who it is, we're going to support them in that. Now, of course, Bernie Sanders doesn't support the other aspects of the globalist consolidation. You know, he's all for open borders. He's for the climate change agreement, especially. Those along with the TPP are three ways that the globalists are consolidating control. Donald Trump, by the way, opposes all three of those. The only candidate to oppose all three of those. But joining us now is Anthony Gucciardi. Anthony, you got a new formula, a joint formula, something I was just telling you during the break I could really use. This news cycle of the pressure and the time setting a lot and not getting much exercise is really taking its toll on my joints at my age.
No, exactly. And me too. I had Lyme disease when I was really, really young, and it really destroyed a lot of my joints. It eats away at your joints. I know people that are on disability from Lyme disease. And Joint Formula is an exciting new product because it takes things like turmeric and it takes things like holy basil leaf and puts them all together in 9 different ingredients into a formula that's really, really low price. In my view, looking at the competitive prices and everything out there, a comparable formula would be about $50, $60, sometimes $70 if you get it on retail. So this is really an exciting formula, and it supports healthy joints, it supports comfortable joints, normal joint function. And to me, there's a huge misconception, right? Because people think you have to be like an Olympian weightlifter or an athlete, professional athlete, to enjoy a joint formula or something like that. But the truth is, we're sitting on our computers.
Yes.
We're messing up our joints. Our postures are bad.
Mm-hmm.
We're staring at the screen. Our neck is contorted. I mean, I have extreme neck pain just from the Lyme disease and also my posture I've been working on throughout the years. This is something that I'm taking daily with a protein shake and all the other products as well. And I'm finding it really, really works. It really does. And the turmeric inside of it has been studied over 4,600 times, according to the National Library of Medicine.
That's a lot of really good things for you besides just your joints. I mean, that they found a lot of very valuable uses for turmeric.
And the truth is, we could go through all the studies, but due to the regulations and everything, we can't really talk about it, right? I mean, I could have a stack of 4,000 studies we could go through. But due to the regulations, we can't talk about it. The truth is, you have to research it yourself. You have to go to InfoWarsLife.com, check out Joint Formula, look at the ingredients on there. There are 9 different ones that really, really work. You can feel the difference when you take this, just like the rest of the amazing products in InfoWarsLife.com. And the reason I stand behind this, okay, is because I see what it does. I see the emails that we can't even tell you about, again, because the regulations, people saying how it's changed their lives specifically, people leaving phone messages crying on the phone. Okay?
Yeah.
So to the haters, consider that. Consider the lives they've changed. Consider the fact that the medical establishment is charging you $100 for a bag of saltwater saline solution. Okay, I know people that own hospitals. $100 for a bag of saline solution, but God forbid we give you the best organic stuff out there and give it to you for a low cost and a low price. I mean, so in my view, Joint Formula is a must-have along with the other products at InfoWarsLife.com, and I would definitely check it out.
And, of course, one of the things I didn't realize when we're looking at this is signing up for AutoShip. And, of course, that gets you a 10% discount each month. And it makes sure that you're going to get those products each month before you run out. So you set up your frequency and you get that 10% thing. I thought that was just an initial sign-up bonus, you know, 10% thing. And I saw, well, you get that each month. It's like, wow, that's huge.
And also, Supermale Vitality is running out. And if you sign up for AutoShip, we've decided now to hold back bottles for AutoShip people so they'll pretty much never run out. You know, unless there's a huge, huge shortage, pretty much never run out if you get auto ship, so we can always hold something back for auto ship. But anyway, I would encourage everyone again, go to InfoWarsLife.com. It really funds everything. That's why I'm passionate about it. It makes everything possible. If you like free thought, if you like free speech, if you like free ideology, if you don't like the mainstream media narrative controlling everything, then support the things that you do like.
And that's just the way that we fund it in terms of trying to offer people, as Alex has said many times, a win-win situation. We try to offer you good products at a good price that are going to help you with your health. And that's the way we fund our operation. I mean, we could get a government subsidy, or we could ask people to just do it on a donation basis. There's a lot of different ways we could do it, or we could just have people embed ads into our site. But that gives us more independence to not have people embed their ads into our site. And, of course, we're not going to take any government money. They wouldn't give it to us anyway.
Well, you know, I'm also tired of this weird narrative that it's okay for everyone to go into Walmart and buy Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and other junk, but God forbid you actually buy something that's good for you and healthy and fun, something you like. So for me, it's a win. It's a win-win. As Alex would say, it's 360 win.
Thank you, Anthony. Of course, that's our new product. joint formula. We're going to be right back with Leanne McAdoo. We're going to talk about what's going on with the iPhone with the Justice Department. Is this truly a Pandora's box, as former prosecutor Ken Olson has said? Of course, he's got some 9/11 connections as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones. Take your children
and yourself. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me now is Leanne McAdoo. We're going to talk about this iPhone situation. But before we do, I want to finish with some of the news that I had about the Nevada caucus today. As we said earlier, when somebody says the right thing, we support them. And, you know, when I look at the support of Donald Trump, the Glenn Beck organization is wringing their hands over the fact that the number one thing that people said about Donald Trump in the exit polls in South Carolina was that he tells it like it is. He's straight with people. As opposed to the number one thing they said about Ted Cruz, he shares our values. And I have to say to those people, does Ted Cruz really share your values? How many times have you been lied to by these slick operators, these slick politicians in the GOP, telling you precisely what you want to hear, and then doing exactly the opposite. Marco Rubio is exhibit A. But, of course, the entire GOP establishment has done that to you time and again. That, by the way, Glenn Beck and others, is why that doesn't carry much weight with people, along with the fact that Ted Cruz has set up a kind of micromanagement of people, profiling everyone down to the individual level to give them a personalized spiel. This is what you want to hear, so I'll tell you exactly what you want to hear. Can you really trust this guy? I mean, look at what happened in the Iowa caucus. Look at what just happened with this video that came out. He had to fire his communications director. Absolutely amazing. But I want to play this clip from Bernie Sanders, because Bernie Sanders was on MSNBC, and he started to talk about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is not free trade, folks. Bernie Sanders opposes it because he says it's free trade. It is not free trade. It has a lot of other issues. But even on the trade issue, the TPP is managed trade, not free, managed trade. And that trade will be managed by an international commission that is unaccountable, unelected by any of the countries that have created it. So your trade will be managed by this international commission that you don't know anything about, just as the TPP itself was created by this group of lobbyists meeting in secret that wouldn't let people take a look at it. Although once they put it there, nobody in Congress, Democrat or Republican, really cared to look at it except Senator Sessions. And he's the one who pointed out that it is going to be a living document. In other words, whatever it says in these 5,000 pages, it can just be wiped away the next day by this international commission. Their ability to change the terms of trade, of export-import, gives them the ability to manage every last detail of your economy, to determine who the winners and losers are going to be. This is not free trade. This is trade that is managed by a global elite that you have no accountability to. But here's what Bernie Sanders did, and here's how MSNBC cut him off as soon as he started talking about the TPP.
Against CAFTA, against permanent normal trade relations with China, and I am helping to lead the opposition to the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
To Bernie Sanders, less of a news conference, more of a speech in Boston. They're drawing contrast with Hillary Clinton. I want to turn back to
the news conference.
Let's cut that off right away, okay? Now, in the article that we have up on Infowars.com, they point out that MSNBC is owned by Comcast. Comcast benefits from the treaty. And they point out that in the first 3 months of the year, they have targeted Senate and House representatives on issues relating to TPP and have spent $40,000 on that single issue in just 3 months. Furthermore, over an 18-month period between 2013 and 2015, MSNBC only discussed TPP twice, with the exception of Ed Schultz, who talked about it regularly. He talked about it in 71 broadcasts, but Ed Schultz was dismissed. Many people believe that was the reason Ed Schultz was dismissed.
Right, had to go to RT.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I want to play for you another video. This is Hillary Clinton, and this gets to the core of something that is really bothering me in this election cycle, and that is the kind of phony revivalism competing for the endorsement of Jesus that these politicians are doing. Here's Hillary Clinton doing her singing gospel routine at the Gospel Awards show.
I sing because I'm happy.
Yeah. Amen, sister. Amen. Oh, heal me. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Where's she going to go?
This is like her version of the Obama's Amazing Grace, I guess.
It's about the message. It's about the gospel and all that it means to so many of us.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
What does it mean to you?
It's about the gospel and what it means to so many of us. Okay, there we go. See, that is just beyond belief. beyond belief to see that. And yet, you know, this is also like the kind of phony revivalism we see from Glenn Beck telling people to join me in fasting for Ted Cruz and country, telling people that God removed Scalia so that Ted Cruz would have an easy way in. Yeah, because you know what? Scalia is an originalist. Scalia would have said, you're not qualified as a natural-born citizen. Mm-hmm. And it's still not going to take the issue off the table for Ted Cruz, because the issue is going to be front and center. People are saying that Ted Cruz needs to recuse himself, not only from the Senate Judiciary Committee that's going to be involved in possibly looking at judges, but also from even voting on any possible recommendations for judges, because a Supreme Court judge will likely, if he is successful in his presidential bid, would be sitting in judgment of whether or not he is a natural-born citizen. So he has a conflict of interest. So the very fact that they're talking about this is going to bring the issue of the fact that Ted Cruz has, as Donald Trump pointed it out, just like the Keystone Pipeline, he has run from Canada to Texas. Okay, he's not a natural-born citizen. And, of course, we also had this other thing that came up with the Cruz campaign, this issue where they put out for almost 2 days this video that said that Rubio had walked by the table where Ted Cruz's father was. Ted Cruz's father is a pastor, and he had a Bible on the table, and said that Rubio walked past him and said, there's no answers in that book. Now,
why would you do that?
That absolutely made no sense. However, there's an organization here that took full credit for that. The Daily Pennsylvanian, DP Politics blog, said we were there. It was their video. They put it up. They put it up with that original interpretation. However, throughout all of this, this was on Saturday at 10 in the morning. I looked at their timeline of when they did all this. They put this up on 10 in the morning, and it was a day and a half later that Cruz's communication director, Rick Tyler, tweeted it out. Okay? And then it was another day and 16 hours later before he took it down. And many people were pointing out that this was not the case. And Ted Cruz's dad was there. That's the key issue to me. His dad was there, could have said, no, this didn't happen. He didn't troll us that way.
Right.
You know, I mean, it absolutely made no sense that Marco Rubio or any other politician would dump on the Bible like that when you've got Hillary Clinton going out and saying, yeah, we celebrate the gospel. I mean,
Christianity has been under attack for years in this country. And now, because it's an election year, now they're going to start going and doing the little dance and saying, where was she when they were shutting down the Christian bakery?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, where was she?
Exactly. Yeah. They don't ever. And, you know, of all people, you know, politicians should not be claiming that they have the endorsement of Jesus. And this is what we're seeing over and over again, especially the people who seem to be the most involved with dirty tricks, like Ted Cruz and the Iowa caucus with Ben Carson, that whole timeline as well. If you look at that, that wasn't like, oh, this just broke and who knew that this wasn't true. No, the story was tweeted out that Ben Carson was going to be traveling and he was not going to be staying there, but regardless, the fact that he was going to Tampa and then going to Florida and then he was going to go to a prayer breakfast in Washington, regardless of the results, he was not dropping out. That was made very clear. There were three tweets that came out within 2 minutes of each other, 20 minutes before the caucuses began. And as the caucuses began, that was when Steve King and others in the Carson camp were spreading the rumors throughout the caucuses that Ben Carson had dropped out.
Right.
And they continued to do that for another half hour, even after it was made clear at the very beginning that that was not the case. Mm-hmm. It was made clear subsequent to that, and it was made clear, but they did that for an entire half hour. They were putting that narrative out. So
Right. When
you have people out here who are pulling dirty tricks like that, I've got to say that the hypocrisy is just so obvious to everybody, Christian and non-Christian alike, and that's the worst thing about it, that these people who would do this thing are basically underscoring the narrative that many non-Christians believe it is all phony, that it is all cynical and all hypocritical. It just feeds that narrative.
Right,
and I hate to see them
by the nose to vote for whoever.
Exactly. I hate to see them, you know, besmirch the Lord Jesus Christ with their dirty trick politics and trying to use him to win an office. It's just disgusting to me. I think that's the reason why Donald Trump got more evangelicals in South Carolina than Ted Cruz did.
Right.
You know, this hypocrisy is a stench, and I'm sick and tired of seeing it, and it is even more ridiculous. Hillary, I guess, believes that she can get away with it as well.
Well, she just truly believes that she can coast through everything. I mean, she, all of these years, her and her husband have been completely protected by the D.C. media, and only now is it finally starting to trickle in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Of course, that's with the advent of the internet. She can't hide it anymore.
Well, she's still not being prosecuted for the security breaches in terms of the quantity and in terms of the severity of these security breaches. We've never seen anything like it. And yet there have been many people who have been who are whistleblowers, legitimate whistleblowers, who have been persecuted. Many of them have been jailed for doing far, far, far less than what Hillary Clinton is doing. So she's still getting away with it. But and that's one of the things I think is interesting is that Donald Trump has said that he would prosecute her if he wins. So she is in the fight of her life. It's either the White House or the big house.
Right.
That's what's going to happen. All right, now let's talk about the iPhone thing, because, you know, I agree with what Donald Trump is doing in terms of 9/11 truth. Talking about now, he's going to audit the Fed. Talking about, and I believe, again, these three different issues of stopping the globalist consolidation, the takedown of the borders, the climate change treaty, which would enact a global taxation regime, as well as the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which would have managed trade for the U.S., not managed for our benefit. All three of those things he opposes, and I believe he's authentic on it, because for 35 years ago, he was taking out ads in the New York Times, spending $100,000 of his own money 35 years ago, complaining about this. So I believe that he is sincerely against those things, and it is truly amazing to see him go in directions in terms of investigating the missing classified pages from the 9/11 report that even Ron Paul did not go after. So it's great to see that happen. However, he is wrong on this issue about the iPhone. I think it's a very dangerous precedent that would be set, and of course we have lawyers for Apple and many other people are saying that it would be a very dangerous precedent.
Absolutely. And even just watching Donald Trump say that, I truly think that he, just like most of America, has no idea what he's really talking about, because he says Apple ought to give the security for that phone.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not about them giving the security passcode over. They're having to create a new backdoor, rewrite their operating system.
Yes. It's not something they even have. And here's an article from an organization, SOTT.net. They say it's a dangerous precedent. It also involves the All Writs Act that the government is twisting into a way that it has never been used before. But he points out, and this is from Tim Cook, he said, the U.S. government has asked us for something we simply do not have, something we consider too dangerous to create. And they go on to say, well, what happens when the government goes to court to demand that you give it something that you do not have? No one has it, in fact, because it doesn't exist. What if the government then proceeds to order you to construct, design, invent, or somehow conjure up the thing that it wants? Are you obliged to do that?
Right.
That is truly the question. And I think what's happening here with this case of the San Bernardino shooting, we have seen high-profile acts of violence like this used as a beard to advance a gun control agenda.
Right.
What is going on here now is that the FBI is using this, and the security state, surveillance state, is using this to advance their agenda of surveillance. They're using this high-profile case to try to set a precedent. And that's why I think John McAfee came out and said, hey, I'll open it up for you. You don't really need to force Apple to do this. We don't need to establish a precedent, because once you do this, now the genie is out of the box. It truly is opening up a Pandora's box, because you've now set up a legal precedent.
And the FBI, they keep repeating this. We simply just want to use it this one time, in this one instance.
Hmm.
How can you say that? And how dare you? Look at these victims. We just want justice. Meanwhile, they have at least 12 other phones that they're waiting to break into. They're not iPhones. They're an older operating system. So that's the big thing, is that Apple, they promised their users with this new operating system that the only way to get into that information would be via the passcode.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what they're saying. We don't have it. And
it creates a lot of concerns, because they're also using a bogus non sequitur legal argument, in my opinion.
From the 1800s.
This is from 1789, the All Writs Act. Okay, it says federal courts can issue, quote, all writs necessary or appropriate in aid of their respective jurisdictions and agreeable to the usages and the principles of law. And as SOTT points out, read as a whole, this simply means that judges can tell people to follow the law. But they have to do so in a way that in itself respects the law. This doesn't give them the authority to do this in any way, shape, or form. They ignore the plainly written lines of the Constitution about our privacy, about the Fourth Amendment, and they come and right. they take an right. obscure act like this, well, pursuant to the All Writs Act of 1789, mm-hmm. take it completely out of context, make it mean something that it never meant before, and use this to try to establish a legal precedent to allow them to legally do
right.
what they are already illegally doing to everybody according in violation of the Fourth Amendment.
And you're really seeing this push to damage the reputation of Apple. NPR says, is Apple's denial to unlock shooters' iPhone hurting its image? Well, if anything, it's probably improving its image to people who care about their privacy.
It will be corporate suicide
right.
to do this because nobody, none of their customers want this. They already
That's
have
why
been,
they got this operating system.
Exactly. They've already been targeted as being a collaborator with the government. And, of course, there's more to this as well in the sense that the government and Google are moving against Apple in many other ways.
Right.
But I want to point out another article that someone on Twitter pointed out to me. This is going back to February the 5th this year in The Hill. This is somebody who was working for Department of Homeland Security back when we had the underwear bomber case, back in Christmas of 2009. He just retired. And he says, at the time, Obama criticized DHS and said, well, this is a failure to connect the dots. He says, after leaving my 15-year career at DHS, I can no longer be silent about the dangerous state of America's counterterror strategy, our leaders' willingness to compromise things. He said, just before the Christmas Day attack, I was ordered by my superiors in the Department of Homeland Security to delete or modify several hundred records of individuals tied to designated Islamist terror groups like Hamas from important federal databases. Here's a situation where we know from Kurt Haskell and others, we know this was a false flag attack and the federal government is deleting those records. Is that what they want out of the
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria.
Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me now is Leanne McAdoo. We're going to finish up on this iPhone issue, what is truly behind it, the dangerous precedent that it could set, and of course, as I just mentioned before we went to break, the fact that you now have, just a few days ago, you had on the Hill a former DHS career person, spent 15 years there, talking about how with the underwear bomber, he was ordered to delete the records of hundreds of Muslims with terrorist ties as that was happening. Very important that we understand that there's multiple reasons that the government would want to get into this data. Maybe they want to get rid of data that would incriminate their culpability in allowing this to happen, or their complicity in allowing this to happen.
Right.
Before we continue with this, I just want to let you know, remind you again about our new formulation, InfoWars Joint Formula, is now arrived at InfoWarsLife.com, specifically designed to support the body's natural joint health and function. It's designed by our leading team of chemists, and as I was telling Anthony Gucciardi, sitting here kind of captivated in front of a monitor, in front of a microphone, is something that I am really feeling is the joint pain. You don't have to be an athlete. It's somebody that, if you work in an office, you work in your home, this is something that's going to help everybody that suffers from joint pain. This is a new first run. It's a very limited supply, but you can get it now. It's just been released. Get it at InfoWarsLife.com. That is joint formula. Okay, Leanne, finish up with the iPhone issue here.
Well, a lot of people are saying that this is great because it sort of confirms the fact that the government doesn't have a pre-existing backdoor into the iPhone, but that could be true.
maybe not.
But also,
maybe this is just a beard.
Yeah.
I don't trust any of this stuff,
right.
Okay? So that even that doesn't convince me that they don't already have a backdoor there.
Well,
because we've seen issue. We've seen implications about that with the PRISM program and other things that they'd already put in backdoors.
Right. And, of course, this was one of their big promises that they made to everyone who bought this new version of the iPhone, that the only way you could get in was via the passcode. And so, of course, if they now just easily open this up without a specific court order, mm-hmm. you know, then they could be sued. Someone could say the false advertising. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're waiting for the court to demand, and then they will comply. And that's what Bill Gates says. Of course, he comes out and says, well, this is not going to set a precedent, and they should just hand over.
Well, and of course, Microsoft was by far and away the first corporation to sign up to the PRISM program,
right,
that we saw leaked out of Ed Snowden's files. So they were the very first ones in there, followed by Google as well. And the last ones to come in were Apple, but they did come in. Okay, and I think they came in as Steve Jobs is no longer involved with the company. And
right,
that may be one of the reasons why Steve Jobs is no longer with us. He never was a part of that as far as I could tell.
Well, I know they're going to be having rallies across the country, possibly even across the globe. The hashtag don't break our phone, that's going to be happening today. A lot of people, I know LA, DC, New York, those are going to be probably the biggest rallies. They're going to be outside of FBI locations saying,
well, Apple people need
right
to wake up. People need to be skeptical about the devices. I've got an article here from Security Week talking about surveillance video recorders. They have hard-coded passwords in them. There's 60,000 units shipped every month by this Chinese-based manufacturer, Zhuhai Resharp. And they say there's a web interface that allows users to manage the devices, view recorded video, control surveillance cameras. However, researchers found the devices could be accessed with the username root and a password 519070. Although older reports suggest in some cases other usernames would work as well.
Yeah.
So here you go. You can access all these surveillance codes. It's got a hard-coded backdoor into it. This happens in many cases not even out of maliciousness, just because they want to be able to get in. Somebody discovers these backdoors. But the government desperately wants to have a key to everybody's door. And that's like saying, hey, somebody broke into your neighbor's house, so now I want you to turn over all the keys to your doors to the chief of police here in town.
Yeah.
Sorry, isn't going to happen. Let's get skeptical about this. Let's understand what they're doing. Join Leanne McAdoo tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.